Alabaster International Ministry presents Jesus Celebration with Prophet Kofi Odru. This is the season of the celebration of Jesus Christ. All you need is to
believe. Ante de dekade bahusha. Rabada bahade yada kabada da koda da dahade yada. Rabada bada bahusha da kada baha. Sada bahale adaka bada bahosh kada baha. Rapa de bahosh kada ba ante de deka bahade ya. Tade behele ya anto da da kafe de koshka. Suda kabrehede ya anta da bahasha. Rapa da bahosh de ba anta da 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 da. Rabo Zalakade Shadakada Baha Libra Antura Kasivara Kapo Shadaka. Let the redeem of the Lord say so. Nabadi de Kesha Kola Bada Baharia Antedede Frabada Baha Shada. Hallelujah. Spirit of the living God, fall afresh on me. Spirit of the living God, fall afresh. Oh, Spirit of the living God, fall afresh. Spirit of the living God, fall. Oh, break me, melt me, mold and use. Spirit of the living God, Father, thank you for tonight. Let your word mold us. In the mighty name of Jesus the Christ. Amen. God bless you. John chapter 12, verses 20 and 21. John the 12th chapter. The 20th and 21st verses, the Bible said, there were certain Greeks among them that came up to worship at the feast. The same therefore came to Philip, which was of Bethsaida of Galilee, and desired him, saying, Sir, we want to see Jesus. The same therefore came to Philip, which was of Bethsaida of Galilee, and desired him, saying, Sir, we want to see Jesus. Verse 19 has always been a favorite to me. The Pharisees said among themselves, notice ye not, or perceive ye not, that you can prevail nothing against him, who behold the world is gone after him. Luke chapter 21 verses 34 through to 36. Luke the 21st chapter, the 34th, 35th, and 36th verses, the Bible said, take heed to yourselves, lest at any time your hearts be overcharged with surfeiting and drunkenness and the curse of this life, and so that they come upon you unawares. The Bible said, for as a snare it will come upon all them that dwell on the face of the whole earth. Watch ye therefore, pray always that ye may be accounted worthy to escape all these things that shall come to pass, and to stand before the Son of Man. Allow me to do a very quick revision of Sunday's W3 services scriptures, even though I may not do anything like explanation. I just want to run you through where I'm going tonight. Revelation chapter 13, verse number 1. Book of Revelation, the 13th chapter, the first verse. The Bible said, I stood upon the sea. Can you help me with a little more sound, please? stood upon the sea of sand of the sea, and I saw a beast rise out of the sea, having seven heads and ten horns, and upon the horns were ten crowns, and upon his head, the Bible said, was a name of blasphemy. It goes further and says, the beast which I saw had the face of a leopard, and his feet was like a bear, and had the mouth of a lion. And the Bible said that the dragon gave the beast his power and his seat and his great authority. Goes further and say, and I saw one of the heads of the beast wounded to death, and his deadly wound was healed, and all the world wondered after the beast. And they worshipped the dragon, which gave power unto the beast. And they worshipped the beast, saying, who is like unto the beast, who is able to make war with him? The fifth verse, the Bible said, and there was given unto him a mouth speaking great things and blasphemies, and power was given unto him to continue 42 months. And he opened his mouth and blasphemed God. I want you to note this particular verse carefully. He blasphemed God and his name, and blasphemed the tabernacle, which is the church of Jesus Christ. And then I said that he blasphemed them that dwell in heaven, which is Hebrews chapter 12 and verse number 1. The Bible calls a group, a cloud of witnesses, every believer that dies goes to join that cloud. I believe that there are holy men and women that have joined that cloud. The Bible calls them cloud of witnesses. Every righteous person, including my father, Francis Akwesia Mwako, is among that cloud of witnesses. If I can boldly say that Moses and Elijah are among that cloud, then I might as well tell you that Billy Graham is among that cloud. T.L. Osborne is among that cloud. Then I can boldly say that holy men of God, like Benson Idahosa, is among that cloud. Then I can boldly say that certain people who serve the Lord with tremendous honor, they valued the pulpit, the word of God. They valued the people of God, the things of God. I can boldly say that those people have joined the cloud of witnesses. Then I can say Rehad Bonnke have joined the cloud of witnesses. Then I can boldly say certain people that serve the Lord untainted, who have become an example worth emulating, I can boldly say that they are that cloud of witnesses. The Bible said that the beast will blaspheme them also. So they are not only blaspheming the church. If you hear people talking rubbish against the body of Christ, this is the fanners of where it will emanate from. When the Bible talked about in 2 Timothy chapter 3 from verse number 1, he said, know that in the last days the perilosity of times will come. Men will be lovers of themselves and will be covetous and boasters and proud and blasphemous, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy. The Bible said, without natural affection, truth breakers, false accusers, incontinent, fierce, despisers of those that are good. Same thing he was talking about. When somebody despises the people that are good, they are speaking against God, his church, and the cloud of witnesses. He speaks, madness against them. The Bible calls the madness of the people of the earth blasphemy. He speaks blasphemous words against the cloud of witnesses. They are going to be traitors and heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasure more than God. He goes in the fifth verse and say, having the form of godliness, but denying the power thereof. Let me turn this into different versions. In this verse, the Bible says emphatically, he said, they will hold the outward form of our religion, but reject the real power. Keep away from such people. In another version, look at the, he said, they will act religious, but they will reject the power that could make them godly. In other words, there is a big difference between godliness and religiosity. Or maybe let me make it easy. There is a big difference between somebody being godly and being religious. Many people go to church, but they are religious people. I will not miss the opportunity to say that some are here. Religious people. Religious people. Religious people are the same as Pharisees. The same as Pharisees. They can't be different. Religious people that have a form of godliness but have no clue who God is. As a matter of fact, Ghana is a religious nation. We don't know God. We just have a form of godliness. This is why you can have people who profess to be something but are not. This is why, you know, those people have a proclivity to be able to act very well. They can dance, they can sing, they can pray in tongues, they can, you know, and all that. They can even prophesy. You can even prophesy. Who told you that all the prophecy are godly? What most of this rubbish and nonsense that people talk about, I see this, I see that, and all that kind of thing. The Bible said, who said and it cometh to pass when God has not ordered it? Who is he that is saying something which God has not ordered? No wonder so many prophecies have not come to pass. Because God never ordered it. I mean, seriously, if we should say that somebody is a prophet of God, I'm talking about Bible prophet, whether Old Testament or New Testament, compare them to our prophets, including myself. Compare them to all of us. And check, you will and check who prophets are. When they are coming to you, it had a lot of heart palpitation. If they are coming to a king, the king will send a mercenary to go and ask whether they are coming in peace. The prophet will send another question. Tell the king, how can there be peace? He is coming. He is not afraid of you. He is coming in the name of the Lord. So Jesus made a very nice picture. He said, blessed is he that comes in the name of the Lord. In Shirani, there were number with Adidini Soba. That's a prophet of God. Those are the prophets of God. And if you could see the hallmark of that kind of prophets that I'm talking about, they always had a rebuke in their mouth. It was an order and a word of correction and order, bringing people into alignment to the perfect will of God. When you meet those prophets, it feels like they are always angry. With a holy anger. Always. Always. You will hardly find those prophets in the elements of, you know, somebody met me the other day and said, you know, when you are preaching, it feels like you are angry. I said, how can I, why won't I be angry? Why won't I be angry when people take the altar of God for nonsense? Why won't I be angry? I'm asking you a question. How will you feel if you should find out that somebody has done that in your sitting room? Then the anger I'm talking about will reside in your heart. So they come and then they bring a word of the Lord. Is that saying the Lord? Prepare to die for the word they have spoken. We have a bunch of men and women who stand for nothing. Don't you think that a man should live for something and die for something? Don't you think that a man should live for a cause and for that same cause die for? They are the pride to die for the Lord. It was a godly pride that they had. Put the scripture back, let us know. Having a form of godliness. I read this in NLT. In the New Living Translation, the Bible said they act religious. Put it in the Amplified. In this one, the Bible said holding a form of outward godliness religion, although they have denied its power, for their conduct nullifies their claim of faith. Avoid such people and keep far away from them. Keep far away from them. I got a call from somebody who works at the presidency and said to me, there is a television station who wants to interview you. I said, I don't work for television stations. I only preach the word of God. I speak the mind of God. I don't do interviews. When I'm speaking, listen to what I'm saying. When I finish speaking, there will be no explanation. Thank you, sir. Listen to what I'm saying. No explanations. Thank you. The self-explanatory. Nobody says, thus saith the Lord, and come back and said, in other words, this is what I mean. Nobody does that. When a person picks the panorama of prophecy and declare that saith the Lord, they don't come back to come and explain what they said. Tell them. Interviews are not allowed. Take it as it is. Play it again. I'm only speaking the mind of God. Hallelujah. So in this particular, he said, they will speak blasphemy. In the 7th or 6th verse of the book of Revelation, the 13th chapter, they will speak blasphemy against the name of God and the tabernacle and them that dwell in heaven. It goes to verse number 7, interestingly. He said, and it was given unto the beast to make war with the saints. There is a war against you. There is an invisible war that is against you. You are already standing in the face of serious of a war. And the Bible said, and to overcome them, dear, the war against the saints is meant to be overcome. They will be overcome. And the Bible said, power was given unto the beast over all kindreds, tongues, and nations. No wonder G20 can sit down talking nonsense like gayism. This power is over them. He has power over tongues and nations. If I were America, I'm the president of America, I would have, the first thing I would do as a nation is march out the United Nations. A League of Nations can sit down and the things they are talking about does not make any sense to the betterment of humanity. This is what I see about the musicians of Ghana. They did it to Ebony, they did it to Dasibre Jamino. They vanish. Tell me who plays Ebony's music. Tell me who plays the Asibre Jamina's music. You are history. Mungoso. Then you will understand what we are talking about. May you be seated and have it easy. Thank you. Put the scripture back. Let's finish it up. And the Bible said in verse number 8, and all that dwell upon the earth shall worship the beast whose names are not written in the book of life, to the lamb slain from the foundations of the world. All right. And so then I went further and talked about all these things. When you see all these things, Jesus said, is by the door. Matthew chapter 23 and the verse, chapter 24, rather, verse number 23. Matthew the 24th chapter. If any man shall say unto you, lo, the Christ is here, you know, in verse number 33, rather. Should you see all these things, know that what Jesus said is by the door. And then in 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse number 1, we read that also. Now the Spirit speaketh expressly that in the latter times or in the last days, some shall depart from the faith, having seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. The Bible said in verse number 2, speaking lies in hypocrisy, their consciences snared with a hot iron. And here I intentionally read verse number 2 in a different version. Such teachings are spread by deceitful lies whose consciences are dead, as if bent with a hot iron. In the third verse, the Bible said, interestingly, in the third focus place, in the third verse, forbidding to marry and commanding to abstain from meats which God has created to be received with thanksgiving of them which believe and know the truth. I read verse number 4 and then I move on. For every creature of God is good and nothing to be refused if it be received with thanksgiving. And then also I read 2 Corinthians chapter 6. And verse 17, I'm doing this for the sake of the people who were not in church on Sunday, or you came to the F5 service. 2 Corinthians chapter 6 and verse number 17. Wherefore come out from among them, and be ye separate, saith the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you. I rather read Revelation chapter 18 verse 4. Instead of this one, even though it says the same thing. The Bible said, and I heard another voice from heaven saying, come out of her, my people, that ye be not partakers of her sins, that ye do not receive of her punishment or of her plagues. Yeah, it's the same thing virtually and basically. Hallelujah. Now let me connect all this to tonight's agenda. The Bible said in Luke chapter 16 and verse number 20, let me possibly read from verse 19 so that you can be able to get the understanding very well. The Bible said, there was a certain rich man which was clothed in purple and fine linen and fared sumptuously every day. In the scriptures, he said in verse number 20, and there was a certain beggar by the name Lazarus, which laid at his gate full of sores. The Bible said, desiring to be fed with the crumbs which fell from the rich man's table. Moreover, the dogs came and licked his sores. It came to pass that the beggar died and was carried. And the Bible said, in other words, he's talking about Lazarus. The beggar died and was carried by angels into Abraham's bosom. And the rich man also died and was buried. Note emphatically in that particular verse, one died, was carried by angels. The other one died and was buried. One died, was carried by angels. The other one died and was buried. One person died. Angels of heaven came and carried the person. Another one died and was buried. In the next verse, interesting, look at this. He said, and in hell, everybody say hell. Can you say that with me? My conversation may walk around the threshold of it. And in hell, he lifted up his eyes, being in torments, and seeth Abraham far off. The Bible said, and Lazarus, the beggar, in his bosom. The Bible said, he cried and said, Father Abraham. I want to ask a good question. How did this rich man know that Abraham was Abraham? He has never seen Abraham before. Yeah, why will be Abraham? There is something called revelation knowledge the moment we step into eternity. I will prove to you in the next verse. A dear bia why is obekai. The day you pass from time into eternity, anything you ever did on earth, you will remember. Obeka. You are not going to say, oh, meh. No, you can't say that. The Bible said, he's a father, Abraham. Have mercy. The rich man is pleading for mercy. The man that could release his dogs to lick the sores of somebody is now pleading for mercy. Something that will never be given in eternity. The moment you pass the message of God on earth, you hear me? I'm telling you, what are you doing? Utra. Now we miss the grace of God. M-O-D. What is coming is not a joke. The Bible said, he said, have mercy, send Lazarus. He is telling Abraham to send Lazarus. So my Lazarus, man in famine, Sanko Bones, you move from a come to Jesus. Mama Comfort, let me tell you something. Men are dying. So for beer, minimum no from 2022 to 2023, who is dead is a man and not a woman. Every altar worker beer, I can count 26 men of God who have died from 2022 till now. 26. I know. Amen. I can tell you, fire no more, Jijo. Muamotie, fire in my heart, this one. Is that true? We as ways we free him or heaven, I said. May it show the other will call hell. Yeah. We mammy, this is the better. You mean to be with me a journey, you're a fair. But Conor near Sukono may be not a baby. O shayere no na o shempena no a o beka se papa ni nitis. Often times enya eto akase ni nufu ne e kokko ne open a peace of mind. That's all. Open peace of mind. And this wife is just madness. Penny is just madness. Open peace of mind. Open obi oni bed nwa mo no mo di omo sa to siri be mu editi. Asere. Keke. Obi afira dwuma ba dwuma mu ye hot obe fie nso aba be kekensi hu nu via de oton so asiso bene na bene nya You will remember. I'm telling you. Put the scripture back. Let us build up. And the Bible said, and go to the next verse. He said, reverse back to the, for I am in torment, in discipline. Can you turn this in a different version? Let's see exactly how this will go. I am in severe agony in this flame. Another version quickly. He looks at this. He said, I am in great pain in this fire. Another version, he says, I am in agony in this fire. He goes to the next version. He said, I am in agony in this fire. The Bible is talking about a fire that, even description or in definition cannot explain it. The Bible is talking about a fire. Jesus said in Matthew chapter 8 verse 12, he said, but the children of the kingdom shall be cast into the outer darkness, and there shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Yes, you say a January can was some. It's so Jesus, the nice Jesus, the holy Jesus, the sweet Jesus is telling you that when anybody is thrown into hellfire, there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Yes, and this is a honor. Very interesting. As soon as it should, that is where it will be. I was looking further at, why will Jesus say something like that? Go to, Matthew chapter 22, verse number 13. The Bible said, then said the king to the servant, bind him hand and foot and take him away and cast him into the outer darkness. And there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Second reiteration in the book of Matthew. Yes, baby, who has him? Said your Malata Wahon, said your America Wahon. There is also a place and a destination called hell. Hell! If you miss Jesus, heaven, hell will be your permanent home. I'm talking to somebody. I carefully take time to study the word of the Lord. In John chapter 3, verse number 36, verse last verse of book of John. Maybe let me read verse 35 and then I'll add verse 36. John chapter 3, verse 35. Jesus was making a submission in the word of the Lord. Can you help us, please? The Bible said, the Father loveth the Son and has given all things into his hand. And then in verse number 36, the very last verse of book of John chapter 3, the Bible said, he that believes on the Son of this, on the Son, in other words, Jesus, has everlasting life. And he that believeth not on Jesus Christ shall not see life, but the wrath of God abided on him. Now, turn it into my language. In my language, the Bible said, the Bible said, they are all bano. Thank you. The Bible said, I like that word. That is why I brought you here. Dear auntie, Obano dear, Unyanka, but ye, Unyanko point a buffu, a damson. Dear, Obia, auntie, no, a dear way damson. When tia, a dear way damson. This is why so many people have fasted and prayed prophecies upon prophecies on their head. A buffu, a damson. Who catch them and say, Obi is a police in your barber year to me. Minimsa do anybody now go in. Very interesting. Who be a went here? Generation. Yeah, today I grab everybody as a, as a branch, I done your tree and 10 for. Come from boyfriend's house. There are people who will go impregnate themselves, you know. That's so interesting. I got a message. I'm so confused. Those who things came home from Alabaster City, they said, oh, there's a message from somebody. But describing it, and I couldn't get it. So the person gave a message to Pastor Ferdinand to give to you. Say, you know, I am told him so can see here, we will be food as he see you beat my catch. Yes, and calling him beat my catch. Who person you mind? You know, he's a man. You be shamu. Young shamu. Be free. I fasted the whole day by my baby beard. You know, in person, in person, in person, in person, in person, in what did you make a children? Yeah, what happened? I've got to find you some food. Yeah, it's you. Very soon, you'll be buying diapers and paying school fees. Yeah, that is also coming. Yeah. I feel, Bema Nadi Nishumayanka said, Chirewa, Ubeka say, Abayifum, Eye Ujimi. Eye Ujimi. Tiyaniye! Eye Ujimi. And here said, put that scripture back. The Bible said, dear, untie, untie, obano, dear, unyanko. Who be, wentie, obano, dear, unyanko. Yamia bufo, yamia bufo, damaso. Then I'm sorry, baby, and to me, can we injure? One can we are for the boss of the ten? Ubu Fubeja, sorry, me, Yamaka, Ubi, and Fameho. Opa, far body and open, Jaya, sorry. I don't care. I'm serious. Fah. Oko boo the affa, Miss Miko boom the affa, else also, mammy. No. Me fah. My canoe crash of me knew much I offer. Opa, tie, opa, token it. The moment I would declare the mind of God, fancy be a mama comfort, the mama leave me from tear to your moon. I'm a power mom for umpumunya. I'm done. Opa, fa, upeja. I'm in found. Me, my comedy, Ariana, dear. You knew Moja Hofa. This will be a castle, a Kenyan seminar in a good food and 2 hours for the encrammy mofa. D. Okay, Cassa, I said, Granam Buffin and Yasson. Jai! Tiai! Make Kenya me up, you know, upeja. Bounty, a gravity. Maybe a speaker, go more to you, I wouldn't Jesus. I can't say, I won't hear, I can't say, who be a went here, no, or so an inquiry to me, baby. The Bible was it, dear, won't hear what Banu, when young on that day, a baby, I'm telling you. This is serious. Will be Obani Tia Tiamu or Kasa still people do not care about him. Well, the church right now has become, you know, we have tunyame adjinini nyame apedia to achine. Yainua winyame asuma yen se yanko yena mama mesinya fuo. Ye winyame edjai ayira. And God is saying, you leave the 99. Go look for that one. Look for that one in the night, in the morning, in the noon, when it's raining, when it's storm. Go and look for that one. Don't return until you find that one. Rata, over to me, Abonsum. Open sua, no problem. Now let me tell you something today. Yeah, we have become, forget about Nyamiakano. 99, oh, yeah, feed us, love us, pamper us, visit us. If we don't come to church, come and visit us. call us, follow up on us, you know, and let's have a very nice time. Let's have a very nice time. Ignore the one that is missing. Let's have a nice time. And this is why we have lazy Christians. Bible cry into me. A country into me. A born 9 o'clock. With Diana Paddy for Frakam. To Satan is fiercely a pumping. It would genie. And Kawaini Satan. As a child of God. Who then is the devil? Satan, Kwanewai. And I'm saying you're ready to be able to love God and serve God, obey his commandments. Then jar to all go and look for. And you know, the Bible said we have heaped up unto ourselves teachers having itchy ears for them to tell us nonsense. And you know, this is what the body of Christ has become. It is now when you see people on the streets, that is strange. People preaching the gap, that is strange. When they see Profiodro going on to house, that's have been a strange thing. Profiodro, Nigerian is saying, "Anya akreye ni yibi o TV, yibi o radio, yibi o internet, so yibi o kwanchen, yibi o messiah, so yibi o asasipem, yibi o babya, babya o kran wubya, we go there." We go there. We are not celebrities. We are children of God. We are servants of the Most High God. We are not celebrities. We are not, you know, VIP red carpet people. Dear canon. A soul is a soul and is precious to God. This is why we are all on pillar space in the prime area. Everybody wants a space in the prime area. Everybody wants painters who is going to set up a church, you know, get a good location, cream, so that we can get certain people to attend church. You know, nipa ba kone tight and kwa 100,000 and no sound a boom ba kwa ya breaky. Ma breaky. Mudi nyami ajuma na yekuku tye. And the commodities to put money in your pocket. This is why you can't tell truth to people. People come to church, they don't even have Bible. Have no clue. Yet and Alabaster City many years ago, you know. Yes, I'm having a question. Babu Nitras. Babu Nukutan, we see Nitras. I'm saying, we. At the event, me and Nia break, come with you, Grandma Smoker. I see a young one, Quabi, really. I see a young Quabi, really. If you met you, no one in number, we're no graduate, see, I'd be a Nitras. Put the scripture back. Let us work. I'm going back to the book of Matthew. Matthew chapter 16. Luke chapter 16, rather. Luke verse 16. And then I am in verse number. And the Bible said, Father Abraham, have mercy on me and send Lazarus. And then in the next verse, he said in verse number, but Abraham said, Son, remember. Remember what? Remember that when you were in your lifetime, you received good things. That means that you can remember. You can remember everything that has happened on earth. You are in eternity without this body, but you can remember. Abraham is telling the dead man, remember. If you remember, one more, you will remember. You will remember. You will remember. I'm shocked. The nipper to me by alabaster, the sangua see a suba in weba. There are my young girls, and then I'm going to my little hole. Preaching baby, be one take. I see a phobia, no road, so I'm out. Pia! Wouldn't you have it? You can't so much. Asiafobia no aro dro so ama. Enye mu wi ana afi ni asa be hu na man. Ese asuma si no nye mu e betena si neti, eti, neti. Ya kika mu yesa meti, minti. Minti. You be pan nam ho. Na ka cha se, adia young girls e chiri kura so aka se me ware. Say the pan will kuno so what dam so what chon so what the ebe. They don't care. They don't care. But so the way when in now. When in now. Look at what Jesus said in Galatians chapter 5, verse 23. Last word of that verse. Galatians, the fifth chapter, the 23rd verse. Listen to exactly what the Lord said. You know, focus, please, please. You know, let us work. The Bible said this in my language. Listen to how he puts it. He said in the key version of the scriptures, Galatians chapter 5, you know, and then he goes to verse number 20. Is there any problem, sweetie? Don't let me remove you from that place now. The Bible said, you know, any da ho. Adiewi. E Christo fo be bere ni bi. Na so Christo ba be tna wo bi mo we. Esa is a virtue. This is a virtue. Mrebienu, any da ho. E mrebienu wa, you know, wo bi ani da ho. A case serious. What here? Condom should be to me. And you know. No, what person? Example, no, I'm here. What here? An example, no, cry won't. And your bar, na married my family, no one yem. Ah! And in now, your bank manager. And in the why in it, the Dibre Freelancer, the Grimma Bono. I saw ya walk with the Dibre Freelancer. Ne yirin in it, ya wanguma so semi no worker say. Because of Abaya Ketuwe. Benina. Amen. I was telling the demon, say, one more children now are behaving cowardly. And then I will see, and then walk away. And then I shall hotel. And then I would be at work, and then I will go my fiance and what would be. When will be him go my fiance? Huh? Maybe so, I said. When Bema will go my avida, the Bema avia gunity, I said, my tardy. But yes, and Penache, you are took. We a bold our rowing him. Let me go, you know. To say one more, you watch him as watching him to the end. Watch him to the end. Now, man, we say, who ye baby? Now, who ye bold, sir, by Bonsam Jim Hobbit Daho? Who ye bold? You and him, the Kensing, I may owe them that to them off and to them. Cassa Nan the book of Nisa, I send no one when no more walk and no one can you, and I know a time on what to get him. Yet is Ananias Afira. God is not a joker. God is not a joker. One plug, one tie. Serious. Sorry, Yatita assembly and one latogy. When I in will be our turn, I saw them 30 years. You know, when my boy in she was a little boy, he read a year, and then near the bar, in she goes, ah, ye yanti, I could announce you, ah, at turn, I saw them 30 years. Who is bringing Yanti? Who is bringing the next 30 years? Sabre, your children must be able to see this is a man of God. Your own children must see you as a man of God. Man of God without color, man of God without clerical, your children must see you as a man of God. Serious. Listen to, you know, how he puts it, put the scripture back as we were. In Luke chapter 16, listen to how he was answered. The Bible said, son, remember that thou in your lifetime received good things and likewise Lazarus evil things. But now he is comforted and you are tormented. In the 26th verse, the Bible said, and beside all this, between you and us, put it in GMT, between the Bible said, beside all this, there is a deep pit lying between us, so that those who want to cross over from here to you cannot do so. No one, nor can anyone cross over to us from where you are. Verse number 27. The rich man said, I beg you. I thought that we invited this guy to a prayer meeting and he didn't come. He is now praying in hell. I beg you, Father Abraham, send Lazarus to my father's house. What for? Where I have five brothers, and let him go and warn them. Oh, the man has turned into an evangelist. The man has turned into an evangelist. Go! And let them go and warn my brothers. At least they will not come to this place of pain. Look at the next verse. Abraham said, your brothers have kofiu, Drew. And the rest of the people. The prophets and Moses to warn them. He didn't say to pamper them. Your brothers have confused you to warn them. Warn them! Boom, okoko. Me say, obisi kanu awe dino, you will pay. A ya warning, I'm there, man. I'm telling you the word of God. A ya warning. Teacher, me a watch na bofra, dear. Ti mi fa bofra, no a jirena, dear. No a ka jirena, say. Papa will be kuno. I'm warning you. The banu TS may say, you will pet at the church. I'm telling you. A dear Yamichiri. Yes, you see. When you beat him, the Bible said, when they are going, bless them. It's a compensation. He taught that from Abraham's days. And then you can just kick them out. And come and stand here and pray in tongues, believing in God for blessings. Baby, it ain't going to happen. I'm serious. I go to Accra High Court and I see some of your prophets in Accra High Court divorcing their wives of 21, 22 years of marriage with four children. And they are telling the court, no settlement. No settlement. I'm warning you. I'm warning. I'm sending you to be touched or be dismantled. Job chapter 5, verse number 17, 16 and 17. Job 5, let me read 17 and 18. Job 5, the Bible said, behold, happy is the man whom God corrected. Therefore, what Kofi Odro is doing tonight, despite not the chastening of the Almighty. Verse number 18. For he maketh sore and he binded up. He wounded God. Take it to a different version. In this one, the Bible is saying, he God bandages the wounds he makes. He will make the wound. Uriawa bandagiswama. Ubibisa sadiana ye was Yehuane Prame. Turn it into my language in verse 17. The Bible says, in Shiranu Wadasenia, when Yankupon can in him, empty and poor tomb for attending in the 18th verse. Now, when Yamin Upra, when Yamin Utimipre, God, I wish I can explain this. To say, dear me, let Musuo Bomen, I am deviating. Yehua now will cut me off. asofo bebre wu ye enye nyame na tonsa from nyame na stop so they don't commit more errors, more mistakes, because any pan where Jew did do a machino, so a kekako anymore or the woman nabeko say, Yamino abe cattle nicely. The ever abe catcher must say, Mun, some amount of chum of Ure, Yamia to himself, Yamia Prano. I told you something. You think it's a joke? Yinna, we are prone to that. Yinna. So be good parents and panim yam fany me. This is why I keep telling you, suffer in Jimbra. Suffer when you'll be an angel, but as I was over. When you be out, we are saying. A young lady was telling me something. She stood here, I stood here, the day was standing here. She said to me, there, it's suffer my man, COVID, you know, you and also call a ye, China, could find a container, be aba. Now, men, I'm here, mama, Dawana, Joanna, suffer, but to share me so. Na me hundi e meye na mse ura, you will pay. Ujune se me babe kacho se nyewe, you will pay. Wangunu sofo mame na, ya anuwe wana kume munu. Enune nyamidi bibu ati. I know that the people are thinking, oh, jay nyamini, yes, ani emanu, maybe ma of deeper five, nyamiani damage yo. Number one is Moses. God killed him and buried him. A great man like Moses, nobody attended his funeral. No tributes, no hymn, nothing. No preaching, nothing. The Lord said, come to Mount Nebo, where I will kill you and bury you myself. Before I kill you, I want you to see the promised land. Because you disobeyed me, this is the land flowing with milk and honey. You haven't seen it. You thought it didn't even exist. But I am a God who, you know, keeps my word and my covenant to generations. This is the land. You will see it, but you will not be there. When you are okay for seeing it, I will kill you. Ehu anwani ku. Check it. And here, number one. Because of Jai, and all the Old Testament, no problem. New Testament, Herod. Kasangwa siya kasa tise Nebuchadnezzar. Ugusunua wa kasa nande, Lord struck him. Within 1 minute, 60 seconds, nua dore mwa protese, ubiya wa prabu sumi miyensa. In the New Testament. Ananias, Sapphira in church. The Lord struck them in church, finished them in church. Nyamenua wouldn't need the agron or ye dangerous. So when the man of God stood here, prophet love Papu, and said that if you want to see how the future will look like, look at history. He was right. Check it here. 1 day, 32,000 people, a former pioneer, not 32,000 Dominican woman, na yehu akatu. Ye ka semwa, what ye? Fenyami di agro. Ah, shadi yenyami aye gana, amu wana. When a kufuado sat on that throne, favor surrounded him like a cloud. I want to ask, where is that favor? Person bisam. Kufuado went to my hometown. He was hooted against. This is an abomination. It means sita. For MPP, she ujanya aponche. You better ama aponche. For where is that favor? $1 went to 18 cities. Yehu anayemo sa. Mena mkacha. Obia won him. Me say, Yame na yemasa. Ugwe kota de nanka sikabiti se sefa. Kat bidi jina gana sike nim. Me say nyame panish gana. I'm saying it on authority. Obia or say, o nyamiya friend we nyami di for won't mean kasama me kasisye na niefra. Tell you. The sword of God is on Jubilee House. I told you. Favor, we are tried. And this is the ninth month. Yeah, Pacho. And these people. 3 days ago, the director of IMF, He said, Ghana has suffered too much for this loan. Ghana have suffered too much for this loan. Nyami pra! Nyami pra. Nyami betimye tune na ya wo. Obi ya wo di wo kunechi. So be buwe kufam. Yehuah is able to do that. Girls, no, I'm a bar. We are talking, man. You know, after the breakthrough, Papa, a breakthrough that is coming. You breakthrough, a yaso train. Kano, a wutimo, no yaso train. I'm telling you, a dark and a berry was a cream. Now, be one of the American, you will know. But it's in Suffol Ben Great. In Suffol Ben Great. Amos chapter 6, verse number 1. I close with that. Amos 6, verse 1. The Bible said, woe to them that are at ease in Zion, and plus in the mountain of Samaria, which are named chief of the nations, and whom the house of Israel came. Turn this into a different version. The Bible said, woe to you who are complacent in Zion, and to you who feel secure in Mount Samaria, yeah, you notable men of the foremost nation, to whom the people of Israel come. Another version will help me. Woe to you who think that you live on easy streets in Zion. You think Mount Samaria is the good life. Another version, look at this. He said, what sorrow awaits you who lounge in luxury in Jerusalem, and you who feel secure in Samaria. You are famous and popular in Israel, and the people go to you for help. The Bible said in another version, the scared. He said, how terrible it will be for you that have such easy life in Zion. People, put it in my language. I finish with that. Dear you, as 1 year, 1 year, what is Zion, Jojo? Dear, Freddy Pacras, or Munka, send out Jensia. I told it, I said, be with these people. Be with these people. Be with these people. Let me just go and, you know, obey what the Lord is saying. Go to places, wherever the Lord sends us, we go. That is what we do. I want you to speak to. That is our job. And quick, we move. We don't know what to do today. We don't feel like, no, maybe we are so sweet, take it time, we are on a bus. No. You are too comfortable in Zion. You can't sorry say, nay, I'm shank. Now, sorry, I need a cry. Christo, so many nanny. Oh, you're very interesting. When God is looking for men and women to, we bushia, a bosomay mumma bay for, and God wants to make you a prophet there to save the lost, you are very comfortable. Tell us to share football. Barcelona, where Chelsea, near Cuba, you know, wouldn't him. Now, near Samba, I could say, you knew it. Tina footballer, and Fanvas will be Amro. Tina Menfasodia was our team. Chelsea for whom Grumby Sound is a woman. Tell you, they don't care about you. I remember, you know, when I used to live in London, one day we are close from church, driving from Richmond, we drove through Stamford Bridge, and then in front of the Stamford Bridge, then I saw the footballers coming. Normally when they are coming, you know, the traffic allows them to come through. Bentleys, Rolls Royce, you know, Ferraris, Aston Martin, you know, coming through. Then I saw Solomon Kalou. Then I saw Didier Drogba. At the time, Didier Drogba was playing for Chelsea. You know, I'm there, Kalou. Onimuwe, Kalou, Onimuwe. Yeah, what do we? You are too comfortable in Zion. Sister, people are too comfortable. One more, I'm ready. Pentecost, ya tomoso. Wake up! It's time to work for God. This is the season for soul winning. This is the time to wake up the worshipers. It's time to win the souls through music, through prayer, through preaching, through teaching, through altering, through writing of books, through writing of thesis, through drama, through play, through choreography, and through all means, we have to win them at all costs. You can clap your hands. You shed the rate. We used to go to Sukuno for our way to every Ayibia Eko. Last year when we went, I realized that from Adeso right up to Oda, Islam has dominated the whole community. And yet Tehana, where do you papa? Where do you papa? When these boys are preaching, Muslim preachers, street preachers, first remember about our Huja homes. This time, line array speakers, serious equipment, and they are preaching. They quote Bible, quote Quran, and make their presentation, whatever they want to say. There are people sitting here, Bible don't cry, let alone to go and learn Quran to come and make comparison. Yeah, we are so selfish. It's about us. Lord, bless me. Protect me. Lift me. Lord, me. What about others? What about others that are on their way to hell? Is it Tia send me? So for Bia, I wouldn't even know. Fatu to home. The enya me has some fa. I told you the mind of God. I was telling our team, what time do I have to, wake up in the morning and I go from radio station to radio station, TV station to TV station? What kind of nonsense is that? I have a mandate. What is OBT say, Bishop? That 8 years ago, I was just passing by, I decided to pass through your station. What be that? People with specific assignment, they don't pass through. They go where they are sent. Finish. They don't pass through. Untimikran far plane and call Europe, and so I was passing through and see if pulpit is available to preach. No. They don't have assignments there. They don't go there. Period. They are men on mission. Sister Maminka Samuel, every tiao, every niho. Now we are your quarter defense in Zimbe. We are in April. It will change our nation. I'm telling you the mind of God. This is the time to preach Christ and nothing else. Jesus and Him crucified. Jesus, your Savior. Christ, your restorer of broken walls. Christ, your healer. Christ, your leader. Christ, your high priest. Christ, your soon coming King. Jesus, nothing else. Jesus and His kingdom. Stand to your feet. Let's close. Clap your hands for the Lord. I'm telling you, no one, none here, you know. San when you coupon bad chronomaya to sum you no bad said you know one nanny womu di no more nom no mu di no more nom a dani be pia woman sumpif in pofrimo. Serious. Can Jesus have some voices who don't care what the world thinks? Let the whole world be on the left, and let this voice and his God be on the right. So be it. We are seeing none tank of you, Drew. I'm in a left. I'm in a right. I am ready to do that. I'm ready to. Your opinion don't matter when God is speaking. My counselor, your opinion, it will never matter when God is speaking. Now, me, Kasa, you better pay attention. And then, you make us an abacard. Would you doesn't matter? But if I took you, baby, could I? I mean, baby, if you are so when God is, I am the Lord. He met Abraham in Genesis chapter 15, verse number 1. He said, I'm your exceeding great reward. I, Jehovah, I am your exceeding great reward. And your shield. Genesis chapter 17, verse number 1. He said, I am God Almighty. Walk thou before me and be ye thou perfect. God is speaking. Abraham's opinion doesn't matter. Yahweh Kasa. Abraham on any dim coma. Yahweh Kasa. Genesis chapter 12, verse number 1, he said very interestingly to Abraham, he said, get thee out of your father's house and out of your kindred. I will show you a land. In verse number 2, he said, interestingly to Abraham, he said, and I will make you a great nation. I will bless you and you shall be a blessing. And then he said in verse number 3, I will bless them that bless you, curse them that... You want a kasanu. Obi obe bless o me bless no obi dome okura na we Abraham one tie am adome say nipa obi be kasi na sinya me that is not fair. Your opinion doesn't matter. God is speaking. Your opinion does otam obi no oto ni twini genimu na be hu say say nipa no opinion, it didn't really matter. I'm telling you, let me finish my presentation with a good analogy or scenario. Let's say that car you would buy, because it's your car, your name is on the papers. There are some people, when they sit in their car, their air condition is only on one. It doesn't go to two. Let's say that I sit in your car and I turn your air con, I'm not a driver, I turn your air condition to three. How will you feel? Because I'm carrying Yamediana means I'm your driver. And then I truly became Munuako Jenny CD. CD, and you were in your papa, my memo from saying, and you're dying, and we'll be seen dying. Only if you are now a painted fiend yellow. Uba say yellow, men pep, a pink. And you would dear, your opinion don't matter. Fear at the awope and warrior. If fear at it, make us say, Nun to me to be gate. Wow, qua bontain, say, Nun to me to more in Mumimio. If fear at it, me ache, Apra, Eddie Amamo. If fear at it, me ache, light bill, Amamo. If fear at it, me ache, water bill, Amamo. If you ever need to me a catch or send a bell for a bruchide, but two or genedi. If you ever need to me a bag catch or say, when you are 3 years advance, it is what would be advanced Nami in NJ or so was saying he advance when you are met with your fiura. With your fiura now, we're banning tenants. No, I be TSM. I told you something. The two hands are lifted. It will catch us. Sheye. Luke chapter number 21:34. Sheye. Anyhow. Sheye nan show crasso. Yeah. If he said Debbie, ba, I'm a two and show some poofly moose if he did. Sheye. They say in the school fees, the best school fees is the Ojin Wa in Yi. But the Ejaho, Yemiaka. Now, who told you that God will not take care of you? Who told you? We should not even think about those things. Obey your own in the wolf, you be a school, you won't own a country or say, Mammy, pay school bag for fro. One, I wouldn't say that I'm not to take my cotton for fro by. What to me when it's about free at the echino? Also, my perfume from me, Mohain, no, no, who say at the amano. A wolf one of the parent, that's all that, not the child. When yambe, I like that song, Yamedonema. Will you own free home? Bra wapa, but nearly that's what son of you who are behave. He knows what you need. He knows, your Father in heaven knows that you have need of all the things that the Gentiles are seeking for. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And all other things. A day will come, the wicked will be thrown into hellfire. And the righteous, the Bible said, will be in eternal life. Daniel chapter number 12 verse 2 says it in a very powerful way. Look at how he puts it there. Daniel the 12th chapter, the Bible said, and many, put it in NLT or GNT, whichever, you know. The Bible said, and many of those bodies lie dead and buried will rise up, some to everlasting life and some to everlasting shame and disgrace. If you don't know Jesus, you are going to hell. I told you the mind of God. Jesus said it in Luke chapter 13 and verse number 3 and 5. Verse 3, he said, repent or perish. Very clear. Repent or perish. Luke 13, verse 3. Luke chapter 13. Yeah. And you will perish too unless you repent from your sins. And turn to God. Turn to God. Make it right. You don't know what girl you free if you and the brother sign no when tea na I can be 2 minutes. Hey, we are seeing you. Hey, we are seeing you. Open your beach in a horse is here. It think about is here. Next moment, what done if something takes place? Oh, I'm not winning money free anymore. Oh, can I free anymore? You pay the end now. Yeah, why? Be out of the channel, your pawn or some we pet. We at our dear Joey, Ubevro, Ubi Aqua, Uberat, our dear Joey, Aku Gare, Afa Fufrash, and so I could. Same day, one day, Nipedia, a tardia, Uberato, no Afa Fufrash, a hella, Udi Atade for Fro never call. A heaven, so what do you have to have? When will be? Have you seen somebody dying before? I've seen people who are dying before. Different people. The reactions are the same. Say. Some of them can even tell me, oh, Mama. So why, Mama? That's angels, Mama. No, my near be. Young man, be one. I'm doing the Drew Police Hospital. You know, they put the thing on phone, on speaker. Papa, how can they tell Greece on Yakuma? A Honda Timu said, I found the wrong direction. A Honya Honya. Some of Bako, a collapse or Dakaichi, Amoko 37, Prakupe, Hilishi, Nilishi, no. Hey, Honya, Tim went back and won. A Honya Nunguanti mim, Peja ni Frikomim, Emma Nitimi by my announcement. Odi efedi akasini obintam kesi na mega jero. And when they fall in that they language aye mingboe ogbomo are you screaming mingboe? Be very careful. I'm telling you, bibi dawenim. Bibi dawen. This is why we should be able to tell truth. I was seeing me show when Imam Kacho was a jump ranching. Just about four. I wanted to speak to, you know, the beautiful young lady. Say, great, I thought you were in for my help. It's true, my canoe crutch. Ubufa, ubufu, kwa. Me, ubufu, 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 ubufu. Me, okami, once a moment. Ubufu, ja, ubufu, kwa. It, you know, ubufu, ma dakura, ah, dakura. Me. Kame huasem jai uviudru. Ah, jai jamai. Should be able to tell, look at you and say, jai as you see, you know. I should be able to look in the eyes of wives and say, jai kwasi, I didn't know I would be ukunu. I should be able to tell you the truth, warn you, rebuke you, and correct you. Whilst you can still change your mind on earth. Ansana dabone naba. Edebi beba, okay, ye, vasubi en isubi. Edebi beba, you know, the things that you have, your house, your whatever. As I see, you know, one argument says, so on vasuama. The moment you cross the line, you must have a vida. Sister, you are that for me. Fancy be our nice evening wears, or the pie, the gin and me. Ninu ya no more wear cross. Omo de beko efu. Yeah. Ubi ya wore special clothes. The day you have clothes that you don't know where they are, sharp and pese. Abusi ya phone, but I know no more better team. Na where did the abonnees? It's a song title. It means a lot to me. Oh, how Kasino bedrua, Yesu mami uzema jingwa mami hiwe wu wori asia na eda kasi no entu mekuma. But sing something like that, mind they get lost. Because one praise you, one could be Pentecost. Let me sing Pentecost. I went to, a Pentecost memorial service. I preached in the memorial. And there was a, you know, retired apostles. And they sang songs. And one of the songs they sang, my Savior's gone to prepare me a place. I have another world way. Yeah. My Savior. And the way the retired apostle sang the song, the song instantly turned to mean that this is not just a song. The song is so real because it was real to them. My Savior's gone to prepare me a place. I have another world. That's why. My Savior's gone to prepare me a place. I have another world with you, with you. I have another world with you. have another world. Oh, my Savior's gone to prepare me a place. My Savior's gone. I have another. Yeah. Come on, Boningwe, Bovuelela, Hallelujah, Kebol Yoshi, Misha, Oso, Maso, Abano, Maso, Osru Kronimo, Heona Betty, Osrun Sanko, Mwema Lemli, Bema, thank you, Abano, Sanquela. Inka como boningwe bofuelela. Hallelujah. Kebol Yoshi. Ah, Misha. Oh. Ah. Habano. Missy Muria said, yeah. Ah. That's right. Hallelujah. Ochawo. Enijemkwa. If they can then say, Enka ene ireya, Oba hana mebe yeno, the Lord will give you American status, citizenship. Mahano. God sent that man here to prepare him for just 2 years for his exit. And I thank God that he didn't joke with that 2 years. Every day, Otiya would ne book, ne pen, he was too serious. Last words, the day he couldn't see me, but when I went there, he didn't see me. I saw that face when people are dying. Because I have seen many people that saw my father die. I saw, you know, I've seen so many church members. I've seen many people. I know that look. And the man was they spoke. And in the moment they spoke, Mama Rita. But his eyes were closed. Mama Rita. Mama Rita. The nurse say, she can hear you from afar. Mama Rita. Mama Rita. Sana bra nurse. Come on, boning where, bovuelela, hallelujah, kebol yoshi, misha, oh, sumweso, habanumweso. I want you to put your 2 hands on your heart. Can I ask you to sit down? I want you to sit down for this prayer. This is a very important, quiet, silent prayer. So I want you to talk to God. Tell Jesus, I want to make it right. I am ready to do that. Anoint me and give me the courage to work for you. Let me finish well. That is our prayer. Let me finish well. Let me finish my assignment. Be finish my assignment. Let me finish my assignment. Hey, Bernard, when you're mini, you will become, you know, the first thing you will ask. You have to share one, son of the end of me ever. God will not ask you, do you drive a Mercedes? Where do you live? In cantonments. That will not be essential. He will not ask that. That, I promise you, he will ask. And the Bible said the crowns and the robes will be demarcated. Crowns. Abutre. Crowns. Revelation chapter 2 verse 10. Dinukurekosi wo wo mema unkwa 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 abotiri. I will give you the crown of life. As I close, Father, hear the cry of your people. Create in us a clean heart. Renew a right spirit. May we turn our backs to the world and take up our cross and follow Jesus. May we take up our cross. I'm done. I feel too much with that answer. Asking God's favor and his blessing, his grace, his goodness. May he continue to favor you and bless you and honor you and spread his curtain of favor upon your life as never before. Holy Spirit, fill your people and anoint them. There is nothing you cannot do. Show them the miraculous and the supernatural. Let them know you are there. Prove yourself to them. In the name of Jesus the Christ. Amen. Can you take your offering? I will use it for your enterprise. What you do for a living. I use your sacrifice as a point of contact. May the God of all signs and wonders visit you. That in your pursuit of your assignment on earth, may you become like Israel. May God bless and prosper even the sand under your feet. May God bless and prosper you. In Jesus' precious name. Everybody online who want to join us, the Lord bless you. Hallelujah. The Lord bless you. Come to the altar. He's coming back again. Yes, he's coming back again. Glory, hallelujah. Praise God. He's coming back again. He's coming back again. Yes, he's coming back. Glory, hallelujah. Bless his name and lift him up. Praise God. Oh, he's coming back. Ah, yes, he's coming back. Bless his name and lift him up. Praise God.
He's coming back again.
Sing it for the last time. He's coming back. Yes, he's coming back. Oh, glory, hallelujah. Bless his name and lift him up. Hallelujah. The King is coming back again. Amen. Tomorrow, Forest and Bible Cassia, I will meet you there. 8 o'clock to 10. Are you clapping? God willing, the good news is that on Friday, this Friday, all believers are gathering here for the April prophetic all night. I will be ministering throughout the whole night. I have been looking for an opportunity like that because all the all nights I share with some of my friends. But tonight, this coming Friday is going to be special. Amen. Don't miss it. Come with your family, your friends, and the Lord will bless you. Say tangusu tutubu. 26 years. When they mentioned the name of the police officer, Abaima Utua Ojiudi. Abaima Utua Ojiudi. This Amami police no more was a prosecutor any more beside them. How many officers can get aside them? Upe bibi a one deep power gana high to 2 and what thing? We better now apply 2 or 15 years. No mumua. Paper BDI perfect. No mumua. Application eda. Obiemua. Application e kura timi yera. A buyer term and 9 mm. Edi amau fabo. As an officer, in case of emergency, defend the integrity of the country. Can you imagine the officer standing before a judge and an enforcer of law is now facing the law? Hey, boni guni pe ni mas you. Boni, e bete te wanta adie, e di e chuchira tichim. Ubi anko she uniform wa, upejan ensa in the middle of the road, everybody will stop. Shadi ye juju no. Boninti. This is sad. Before we go, let me, you know, solicit everybody's appreciation to God for the life of my pastor, Reverend Wilberforce Usuansa. Are you clapping for Amon Zema Menibe Briu Sudia? About preaching, I heard it 3 times. I feel preaching it 3 times. I did it in a year. I feel preaching it 3 times. I'm preaching God's word. I'm preaching the mind of God. Oh, bow word. The man blessed us. If you haven't watched it, please go back to the F5 service on YouTube and Facebook and watch it again. Listen to it on podcast. Powerful. Thank you, sir. God bless you. You know, an answer. I've had 30 minutes. Fachene. Fachene, sit down. The Lord bless you. Ibrahophobia. I know this some. A two akumasone yo makumaswa diema. Let's close with this very old one. Makumasi you. Makumasi you. Makumasi you. My soul says yes. Say yes. Sing for the last time. My soul says yes. Ibrahim, I won't hire any woman call. My high no, and you will be a kumaswa dear. Never hire any man my dance here. Nasir ni Jesus demon mabompaye odumninti. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and love of God. Surely signs and wonders will follow us. All the rest of our lives we will dwell in the house of God forever and ever in Jesus' name. For all of you who join us from around the world, when righteousness becomes a lifestyle, breakthroughs, it becomes automatic. May the Lord bless you. I love you. See you next time. What I have realized about the church is that we have embraced the grace of God, and then in the embracing, we have abused the grace of God. We have taken the weightier matters and the sacred obligations of the things of God, and we have trampled it under our feet. God will judge you for the grace you are enjoying and the grace you abuse. Had it not been for the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, who went on the cross and gave himself as a ransom for us, for our salvation and
redemption. As a matter of fact, why will somebody need redemption when you are already free? It means that you were condemned to death. God will judge you for the grace you are enjoying and the grace you abuse. That is why we can bring oil from India and sell it 15,000 Ghana city and call it a Abeifosro. Ne Christopher ne tudi echiri. Om di nipa kujina bola suni ejare no. Om di nipa kujina siye no omu jare. Obi yere ni a de sradi a srani nufu ho. In the name of Akwanchire. Once you miss the light, you are going into the darkness. The wages of sin is death. Enunti 26 no mewu. 25 no mewu. 18 no mewu. 19 no mewu. Hey! God will judge you for the grace you are enjoying and the grace you abuse. Don't bring useless traditions into the church, because the simplicity of the gospel is beautiful. Don't bring any cumbersome excesses and emphasis that does not help anybody. The moment you rebuke them, then they begin to quote things like, "We are under grace and not under law." I'm telling you, ladies and gentlemen, God will judge you. God will judge you for the grace you are enjoying and the grace you abuse. Say it! And my come and we cry in the Riasi. The Riasi, jump! Riasi, jump!
This is the season of the celebration of Jesus Christ. Alabaster International Ministry presents Jesus Celebration with Prophet Kofi Odro. Venue, Tesano Worship Center near Tesano Gardens. Come and encounter a deep and total renewal in Christ. For inquiries, call 0202-614-781.